Bruchim Haboyim. Welcome, everyone. We are about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, the Authentic Jewish Ideology Podcast, episode 55. Today is Tainis Esther here in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, and that means that on Sunday it will be Purim in the non-walled cities outside of Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim will be Purim on Monday. The time of Purim is a good period to think about Achdus, uniting together with our brothers of authentic Jews, and only authentic Jews. As we talk about many times before, we do not want Achdus to be together with non-authentic Jews. It damages us very severely. But when we're talking about authentic Jews, we have to do everything we can to be united. And I had a thought that I wanted to share with the listeners is that a lot of times what separates one person from another is negative emotions towards that other person. It could be resent. It could be you just don't like him. It could be he did something that you thought was wrong and you're angry at him. And we harbor these negative emotions and they grow and they're like cancer. And they can become malignant and cause real, real damage. But it's important to remember something very important. Negative emotions damage the person who has them much more than the person who they are supposedly because of. If you have negative emotions of resent and hate and anger and jealousy, you're the one who's going to suffer, not that other person. And there's a very, very famous saying, which is very, very true, that anger, that the definition of anger is to punish yourself for somebody else's stupidity. This makes so much sense, but we don't really contemplate that. When we get angry, we are punishing ourselves. We are not punishing the other person, and we're punishing ourselves because somebody did something which we did not like. And all negative emotions are very, very damaging to the person who has them. Blood pressure, your sugar goes up, you might get heart disease. So the best thing you can do for your health, totally be selfish. Think only about yourself. Forgive and forget anybody who has ever done anything wrong to you. Any authentic Jew who has done anything wrong to you, no matter what it is, just forgive and forget. And you're set yourself free. You'll feel a great relief when you do this. And this is what we say before we go to sleep. We say, Shoilon de Koman de Tzolili. I forgive everybody who has hurt my feelings in any way, who has hurt me in any way. And this is a great way to go to sleep. You just get rid of all the negative emotions. Now, if you might think that this is really not really the best way to do things, we should get rid of negative emotions and forgive and forget because it's a mitzvah, that is true. But this is the first step to do that. Once we have the ability to be selfish, to forgive and forget, then we can go up another step to realize that Hashem is doing everything, and everything that happens to us, whether it comes to somebody else or we stub our thumb on a nail or with a hammer or something, this is all from a Kodesh Baruch Hu who wants to tell us that we should wake up to do tshuva. And then we don't have to at all be upset with somebody else. We have to be very happy that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is talking to us, as to say, and telling us, please notice me, please be aware that we have to get better. But before Purim, it's a real time to break down the walls, the barriers that are between us and our other fellow authentic Jews. And the way to do that is by just totally forgiving and totally forgetting anything that anybody has ever done to you. And in that merit, we should all have a wonderful Purim and be zeicha to a gula shleima b'kolov. Have a good day. Goodbye.